Locker room chats continue as we're now up to week four of the high school football season. Now we get an opportunity. Always pleased to speak with ACCHS head football coach Alex Thornburg. His team off to a 3-0 start. Our chat with the coach brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, again, 3-0. You beat McLeod 58-0, getting that record to 3-0. I mean, a lot to talk about from that game, but just overall, how pleased were you with the performance?
Yeah, you know, once again, really happy with how our guys played. I say it every week. We challenge them to come out quick, and they did. They did that. Came out really quick. Returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Forced a fumble on McLeod's opening drive, and were able to get an offensive touchdown out of that. So you know, you really can't come out much quicker than that. So I'm really proud of how our guys played on Friday night.
Yeah, a little bit of history as well for Kieran Corder. Of course, he was one of our previous athletes of the week. He has just been dynamite for your team this year. First off, 3-0 for the first time since 2012. He ran for 111 yards, two scores. He had a receiving score and the kickoff return touchdown. First to rush, receive, and return a kick in school history. Just talk about him and obviously the monstrous season he is continuing to have for you.
Yeah, it was a special night for him. Started before the game, was crowned homecoming king, which, you know, I'm sure that's what he was really excited about Friday night. But, you know, he took the opening kickoff back. He scored a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown. He also had a 50-yard punt return for a touchdown, and then was kicking our PATs also. So really, you know, another big game from him, and it's been he's been big for us this year, you know, in all aspects of the game, receiving, rushing, defensively. It's been good to see.
Let's get to the game this week. It is a monster matchup. One of the better games we have here in Northeast Kansas. You go to Nemaha Central. They're 2-1. Right now a top three team in Class 2A. You look at this team on paper. They obviously had a tough draw in week one, but they have been very good in their last two games. What do you expect or what do you see from the Thunder and the expectations from them this week?
Yeah, and you know, that's a traditional power team in this area. You know, state champion 2 years ago, semifinalist last year. They expect success up there. Kind of what everyone aspires or, you know, wants their program to be, is modeling it after something like that. But, you know, we know what we're going to get from them. They're going to be really big. They're going to be fast. And they're going to be physical. So, you know, we've just been preaching to our guys this week to be prepared for that. They're going to be a little different look than what we've seen in weeks past. And I think the guys are really excited for the game on Friday night. I know as a coaching staff we are as well.
Does the mindset change at all with it now being the grind of district play? Because obviously the postseason rests on the success in districts. So from a coaching perspective, does the attitude change or does the process change for you now that we're into this full grind of district play at all?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, our process is still the same, preparing our guys each week for the opponent that we have. But, you know, we do tell the guys, you know, that 3-0 start, it's great. You know, but these next five are what count for us. You know, so now our goal is to go 5-0 these next 5 weeks. You know, the first three mean nothing if we don't handle our business in the last five. So, you know, we're telling our guys week by week, you know, climb that ladder and stack, you know, days on top of each other and put ourselves in a good position after these last five.
Before we get you out of here, Coach, obviously big one this week. What are going to be the keys to the win?
Yeah, keys are going to be, you know, what we talk about every week. Win that turnover battle. You know, don't give them any more opportunities. They don't need any more opportunities, you know. So if we can take the ball away from them a couple times, I think that's going to be big for us. And just, you know, playing our game. You know, we've shown that we can, you know, we're a pretty successful football team. And if we go up there Friday night and play confident in ourselves and play the way we've been playing all year, I think we're going to give ourselves a pretty good shot.
ACCHS football coach Alex Thornburg joining us. His team goes to Nemaha Central on Friday, one of the more marquee matchups here in the state. Our locker room chat with him is brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, always appreciate the time with you. Continued success. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Sounds good.